Mikey Pod on Bayou, episode 28.
Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou show.
That's not what this show's about.
It ain't.
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tipping rednecks.
Hello, welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is Mikey Pod. Welcome. Oop, let me turn that down a little bit more. I've had an interesting day I'd like to share with you. Normally, I don't tend to share too many, like, personal things. But this one is so tender and moving, I just was forced to. I came home from teaching this morning. I have early classes on Tuesdays, which is why I like to do my show on Tuesdays. My schedule has been different lately, but that's another story. I came home and I was like, my floor in my bedroom was kind of funky looking. And I was like, what the hell is that? Like something looked smeared. That's foreshadowing. So I was sitting down at the computer to check my email and everything. My cat jumped up. I have two cats. One has super long fur. And I was like, God, you stink. And I looked more closely and she had shit caked on her butt. It was awesome. Not really. She's a freak and she does not like to be touched in her bathing suit area. So the rest of the afternoon, I've been trying to figure out how to clean her. Finally, I just threw in the bathtub with a little water in there and cleaned the shit off her ass. And now she's hiding under the bed. It's pissed. So there's a little gentle story for you, gentle listeners. My last couple of shows, while I'm sure they were engaging as all get out, I would have to say were not my best. And I apologize for that. I have been uber busy. Don't you hate it when people say uber, especially in this day and age? That was out a long time ago. I was sick. I passed a kidney stone and I went through a tech week for a show that I'm doing right now, which is really quite fun. And so those are my excuses. And I don't know what else to say, really. I have some interesting things for you today. I've been out of the loop and not paying close attention to things. But be that as it may, I've been listening to some podcasts, so I discovered a new musician and all kinds of stuff I'll talk to you about later. But first, on my way home from Brenham the other day, my iPod was out of power, which reminds me how bad radio sucks. I was trying to entertain myself with the radio on my way home, and the thing I found was on 102 point something. It's Magic 102, and they were playing old school jams, and they didn't play this song, but they should have. This is one of my favorite 80s cheesy as hell, as you're about to discover, soul songs. This is called Juicy Fruit by M2 May.
Star. I've had a few.
Isn't that song amazing? I'll be your lollipop. You can lick me everywhere. I love the whole idea with all the candy symbolism. Juicy fruit. It's a gum. that song rocks. You can go back and listen to it again. In fact, I suggest it. Did I mention my sinus infection or whatever I had last week? My doctor said, your throat looks like hamburger. Thanks. Okay, I've got a little bit of death penalty news for you. And again, I'm being a lame ass to a certain extent because I've just been incredibly busy and unable to stay on top of things like I would like to. Here's what I've got. Although this is not the... let's see. Kenneth Boyd was executed on December 2nd, which makes him the 1,000th person to be executed in the United States since 1976, I believe, is when the death penalty was reinstated. Since then, of course, we've executed a couple more people. Sean Humphreys in South Carolina and Wesley Baker in Maryland. Both were executed. I want the kind of good news is that there's a guy from Houston who received a stay of execution. Let me look him up. Where's my news folder? Here we go. Tony Ford. And I'm going to do some research and be able to talk to you guys a little bit more about that stuff. Yeah, but he did receive a stay of execution. I believe he would have been executed today. No, I'm sorry. Tomorrow he would have been executed, but he received a 90-day stay of execution to do some DNA testing. I also read an article about a guy. It's a two-part series about the possibility that someone was executed in Texas who was innocent. Imagine that. But the Houston Chronicle did it, which to me is a little surprising and good news in a way that they're willing to cover that because you just don't, like, people are executed, a lot of people are executed in the United States, and you don't hear about it very much. So with all that being said, what's next on my agenda today? I want to start podcasting full-time. Will you guys set that up for me? Thanks. My buddy, Zillafag, I don't know if you listened to his show, but I was listening to it this morning, and yesterday I found this PSA. I was behind on his stuff. I think his feed changed or something. But this is a PSA that he created, which I really like, especially considering how I've been feeling lately about being a homo.
Fuck.
Let's try that again. Come on with me, Zilla. Come on now.
Fuck you, America. Fuck you.
Yeah, I can hear myself saying that many times. And the reason I say fuck you, America, is because I'm a faggot. And I'm just pissed off at you. I'm pissed off at not being treated like a real citizen of this country. I'm tired of not having the rights that you have. And it pisses me off. How would you like it if the news was switched around and went a little like this?
The South Carolina legislature introduces a bill preventing Hispanic couples from adopting.
Greenville City Council passes a resolution that Judaism is incompatible with community values.
The president supports a ban on African-American marriages.
Yeah, if that was the news going out, then you'd know what it's like to be a fag. And if you had any sense in your head, you'd be saying, fuck you, America. Just like me. Later.
Thank you, Zilla. That is right on. I don't need to say anything. I've gone on my rant about Proposition 2 and all that sort of stuff. But seriously, like, we're the last people left that I can think of that are just blatantly, yeah. That the one thing it talked about Judaism is against family values or whatever. Hey, my cat just joined me. I wonder how her butt is. I'm very gently petting her. She's all wet. I'm sorry, baby. Yeah, I don't need to follow that up because Zillafag said it perfectly. Check out his show. I believe it's at zillafag.com. And I just love his show. It's so like it's funny because he's a little bit of a aggressive sort, perhaps a little gravelly. But whenever I listen to his show, I'm like, oh, I love you so much the way you call me a motherfucker every time I turn on your show. It's great. But seriously, I have this affection for the guy, for you, Zilla Fag. So thanks for doing your show. I really appreciate it. Okay, on to the next item. My cat is freaking me out. Yeah, she's just sitting there. I hope that all the shit is off her butt because it was nasty. But you've heard enough about that, I'm guessing. I discovered this guy when I was listening to Seth and Jessica over on the Worst Music You've Ever Heard podcast. Pardon my coughing, I'm sorry. His name is Ramon Cordova, and I'll put links to... I first heard him on that... where do I start on the Why Me podcast? It's WHYME. You can find it in iTunes, I believe, but of course I'll put a link. It's a fantastic show. It comes out of Philly, and the music is all Philadelphia artists, and including this guy, Ramona Cordova. And the name of his album is The Boy Who Floated Freely. Come on, iPod. Let's see a little scrolling here, please. It's not going to... I think it's The Boy Who Floated Freely. Jesus Christ. I'll look it up while I'm playing the song. I love this. This song is called Brother. And it's also performed live on the Worst Music You've Ever Heard podcast, and I'll play their promo after this song. Or why don't I play it first? Here we go.
Hi, everyone. This is Seth.
And this is Jessica.
And we're from the Worst Music You've Ever Heard podcast. We like to flip it, roll it, smack it on down.
We like to chat with friends, play some music, review some movies. It's all good.
Holler over at whyme.paintthesky.org. Won't you be our podcast friend?
Yay! I love that show. And Seth told me that my show makes him laugh. I was so happy to hear that he listens to my show. I felt kind of famous. I wonder if we all... Am I the only one that thinks all other podcasters are famous except for me? The Frapper map that Chubb Creek has... God. I signed on to that, and they were reading off all the names of their Frapper map. And they said, oh, Mikey Pod, the famous Mikey Pod. And I was like, no, you guys are the famous ones. But yeah, so I was when Seth said that he was listening to my show, I was all, oh, my God. They like me. They really like me. So I changed my mind. I'm going to play a different song here, so I'm backing up. hopefully this is going right. I'm going to check something out. Sorry, guys. I decided I wanted to play a more upbeat song first. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm hearing my weird little feedback thing right now. And there you go. It's fixed. So instead of what I was going to play, I'm going to play that song last. Instead, I'm going to play this song. This is called The Giver's Reply. And this is Ramona Cordova. What the hell did I just call this song? Jesus Christ. It's called The Giver's Reply. Is that what I said? I don't even know. God, let's try it again. Giver's Reply, Ramona Cordova from The Boy Who Floated Freely. Good Lord.
Thank you. of the harmony, timing the time that we start to sing, long with the time of your heartbeat.
Giver's Reply by Ramona Cordova from the album The Boy Who Floated Freely. And that album tells a story that I'm not familiar with yet. I really just downloaded it from iTunes yesterday, the whole album. Finally, I had money to afford it. Isn't that sad? But it's $9.99. Beautiful. And you can, of course, download them independently from iTunes. And that is played with the express permission of Ramona Cordova. And another nod to the Why Worst Music You've Ever Heard podcast, where you can go and of course I said this already, I'll put a link in the show notes to the live to that podcast site, and also to the live and interview everything with Ramona Cordova, which the music is so engaging and striking to me, and it's telling a story. I just appreciate it a lot. So what's next on the agenda, you ask? What about a little Lawrence Simon? I haven't heard from him in a while, have I? Well, we're, yeah,
Hi, Mikey, it's Lawrence Simon. How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Well, this one's going to be about a subject that's near and dear to your heart, professional football.
Bring it.
Here we go. The Houston Texans are now sitting on a record of 1 win and 11 losses. For crying out loud, the New Orleans Saints have 3 wins, and they don't have a home stadium. Remember when the NFL promised Houston a professional franchise to replace Bud Adams bugging out with his Houston Oilers? Well, we're still waiting, NFL. Thanks to the Texans, more people are spending Sunday mornings in churches instead of bed, waking up to watch the game in the living room or some neighborhood watering hole. All things considered, I guess that's good for the community, after all. Well, I guess that's it for that one. I guess I'm starting to sound a lot more like Andy Rooney whining than some sort of storyteller. Well, I'll try to get back on track next week.
Thank you, Lawrence. The level on that was okay. The compression, that should fix it, right? No. Yeah, fuck it. I quit. I'm not podcasting anymore after today, but I'll start again tomorrow. That's what I've got for you today. As you can hear, I'm losing my voice. I'm going to leave you with one more song from Ramona Cordova. Did I play all my stuff? Oh, my God. One last thing. I forgot to tell you. Arnie Schwarzenegger is meeting with Tookie Williams' attorneys on Thursday. The execution is still scheduled for December 13th. I think you guys probably heard the show where I was talking about the fact that he's a Nobel Peace Prize nominee. And so hopefully he will at least receive a stay of execution. If you'd like to go back to Bicycle Mark's site, he did a great podcast all about with plenty of information about this case. So please go check that out. I can't stop coughing. Sorry. This is the end of the sickness, but, you know, it's the tail end of, like, ugh, yuck, coughing and everything. So thanks for listening today. That felt like a short show, but I guess it's like 25 minutes or so. I'm trying to think if I've forgotten anything, but I don't think I have. I'm going to leave you with another song by Ramona Cordova. This is called Brother. Please go check him out. He's a great. Love it. Love it. All right. Again, that was Ramona Cordova with Brother from his album, The Boy Who Floated Freely. This show, I guess it's all right. I'll get back on it, guys. I didn't want to just not do a show, but and today I had some. I was really excited to share that music with you. Enough. You don't want to hear apologies. Thanks for listening today. This has been Mikey Pot on the Bayou. I bet Bicycle Mark will be back with us soon. He has been super busy, so he hasn't been able to send any Activism 101s our way. But you can always check out his podcast, which is highly recommended. And that's all I got. Thanks for listening, guys. Oh, Gmail, MikeyPod@gmail.com. And, well, you can hear all that stuff on this thing here. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.